站在破口中的这个主题。
This afternoon we shall continue to speak about standing in the breaches.
我们看以西结书二十二章。
Let's refer to Ezekiel chapter 22.
以西结二十二章三十节。
Book of Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三，我在他们中间寻找一人重修长垣，在我们面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。这段圣经说是神在寻找一个人。
This portion of the Bible says God was seeking for a man.
不用多啊，一个就够了。
Not many, just one.
最后一个吧。
The last one.
有没有人为重修长垣这件事情站在破口当中？
Is there anyone that is willing to stand in the breach?
这个墙是以色列人属灵上信仰的墙。
This wall is the wall of spirituality for all the Israelites.
不是物质的墙。
It's not a material wall.
但是神找不到一个。
Yet God was unable to find one.
也许一开始有一些人在站在破口中。
Perhaps in the beginning there were some people who were willing to stand in the breach.
但是他们到最后一个一个可能都倒下去了。
However, at the end, one by one, they all fall down.
或者一个一个都放弃了。
One by one, they all left.
没有人再愿意站在破口当中。
No one was willing to stand in the gap.
为这个国家，为这个民族，为他们的信仰来祷告。
On behalf of the land, on behalf of the country, on behalf of their faith, to pray to God.
结果当然我们就知道了，他们就灭亡了。
Of course, we know that in the end they were destroyed.
那今天我们从信仰的角度来看我们的问题。
Today, let's look at things from our spiritual perspective.
如果耶路撒冷都代表我们的真教会。
If Jerusalem were to represent our true church.
我们的教会是由什么东西组成的呢？
What is our church made up of?
是由家庭组成的。
Our church is made up of families.
就好像社会也是由家庭组成的。
Just as the society is made up of families.
今天社会的问题基本上就是家庭产生的问题。
The problems in our society today are all coming from the problems of their families.
所以说为什么有人拿枪出来去学校里面扫射，随便杀人。
That's why there are some people who go to the school and perform mass shooting.
这个人的家庭本身肯定是问题的。
Perhaps this person comes from a problematic family.
为什么有那么多的罪犯？
Why are there so many criminals?
你去监牢里面，尤其是男生，男人在坐监牢的，大部分都是缺少父亲的角色。
For those males who are inmates in the prisons, most of them do not experience love from a father.
或者是他爸爸本身也是以前在他小的时候在坐监牢。
Perhaps their fathers were also inmates in the jail.
所以家庭的问题就造成社会的问题。
Therefore, family problems have become the problems of today's society.
我们都希望每一个家庭都是和和气气的，可以在一起生活，可以在一起吃饭，可以一起去教会。
We hope that every family members can gather together with a warm meal in harmony and come to church together.
但是事实上啊，很多的家庭却是不完整。
However, in reality, many families are not perfect.
我们看耶利米书的第十章。
Let's refer to Jeremiah chapter 10.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
耶利米书十章的十九节。
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 19.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
十九节。
Verse 19.
民说祸在我受损伤，我的伤痕极其重大，我却说这真是我的痛苦，我必须忍受。二十节。
20.
我的帐篷毁坏，我的绳索折断，我的儿女离我出去没有了，没有人在制造我的帐篷，挂起我的幔子。这是一幅非常悲伤的图画。
This is a depiction of a very sad picture.
这里是用以色列人的这种苦啊来形容。
It's a description of the wailing of the Israelites.
也可以形容一个家庭。
It is also used to describe a family.
这个家庭也会影响那个个人。
The family will also influence an individual.
就是在一个不完整的家庭里面，很多人受了极大的伤痕呢。
This is depicting the hurt that a person has in a family.
通常人是这样，如果你原生的家庭是不完整的。
Normally, if the family that you come from is not perfect.
然后呢， 你自己会被影响。
Then you yourself will be influenced.
到你自己生产你自己的家庭的时候，组成你家庭的时候
，And when you form your own families in the future,
你会把别人给你的伤害再伤害你的配偶或者是你下一代。
You will then transfer that hurt that other people have imparted upon you on your spouse or your next generation.
有时候我们不知不觉在做自己那个不想做的人。
Sometimes unrealizingly, we have become someone that we despise.
因为我们不知道。
Because we don't know.
我们觉得伤痛，但是我们同时间也把伤痛加给家里的人。
Because we don't know that actually we are hurt, and at the same time we are transferring this hurt onto our family members.
那结果呢？第二十节就说了，我的帐篷就毁坏了。
As a result, in verse 20 here it says, "My tent is plundered."
这个帐篷就代表家庭了。
This tent represents the family.
其实今天社会有很多家庭问题，也等于说我们教会里面也有很多教会问题。
Today, as we see many problems in the society coming from families, at the same time, we see there are many problems in our families in the church.
因为教会就是社会的缩影啊。
Because the church is a miniature of the society.
我们是从社会出来的，在这边组成神的教会。
We all come from the society, and we come here to form this church.
那如果家庭出现问题的话，
When there are some problems in our families,
第一就是儿女会离我出去了。
The first thing is that our children will depart from us.
就是儿女不想回家了。
As a result, our children refuse to come home.
跟父母很疏远啊。
They feel very far away from their parents.
啊，其实很多父母，尤其是我们亚洲人，花了一辈子的精力，就是要培养孩子成才啊。
Today, all there are many parents, especially Asian parents, we spend so much effort to cultivate our children,
逼他们成功啊，
to force them into success,
把自己做不到的理想加注于他们的身上，
to realize those ideals that we cannot accomplish.
也许他们达成了，
perhaps they have made it come into fruition.
但是他们长大之后跟你非常的疏远，
yet when they have grown up, they're so far away from you.
能够出去的话，有多远就跑多远。
No, however far they can go, they will depart from you.
明明家里可以读的，但是他飞到天涯海角。最好离你远一点。
Even if they can reside in the family, they would like to seek a place to dwell somewhere else.
因为他不喜欢留在这个家呢。
Because they don't like living at home.
他们这个家里面感觉不到爱啊。
Because in the family they don't experience love.
他们带着很多伤痕出去的。
They have brought so many wounds outside.
那这个离开我而去呢，也可以指的说离开了教会了。
This meaning of the departure can also refer to the departure from church.
今天教会里面有流失很多年轻人，这个是全世界很多地方的这种趋势。
Today we see a global phenomenon where there are a missing link between the youths from the church.
不单只是我们教会了，很多基督教会他们来教会剩下都是老人家。
Not only in our church alone, but in other churches, those people that come to church are the older generation.
他们都要到最后就要卖教堂了。
In the end, they have to sell their chapels.
他们不是盖教堂，他们是卖教堂。
They're not building their chapels; they're selling their chapels.
他们儿女都出去了，年轻人都不信主了。
Because the youngsters have departed from home, they all refuse to believe in God.
感谢主，我们这一所教会还是有很多小孩子在教会里面。
But thank God, in the True Jesus Church today, we see many young children in the church.
但是如果你仔细观察，左右观看
，But when you observe and look carefully.
也有一部分年轻人消失在我们的雷达当中了。
There are also a portion of the young people that have disappeared from our radar.
不是从小在教会长大吗？
Didn't they grow up in the church from young?
宗教教育都没有缺席。
They have never been absent in their RE classes.
还有也去了各种的讲习会。
They've also attended several Bible seminars.
但是呢，一出社会了，结婚了，或者是他们就离开了。
And yet, as they enter into the society, get married, they will depart from the church.
这个其实跟每个人的家庭也有点关系。
This is directly related to everyone's family.
所以无人再支搭我的帐篷了。
Therefore, no one is building the tent.
所以我们要很严肃的，也是很重要的看见这个破口的问题。
So today we shall take a look at this topic very seriously regarding the breach.
其实教会最大的破口之一啊，就是家庭的破口。
The main gap or breach in the church is the family.
这种问题，这种议题呢，我们平常比较少去谈，或者是去想。
This problem, this topic has seldom been mentioned and also have never been thought of.
但是当如果一个家庭出现了问题，
Yet when a family faces problems,
它不会马上产生很大的变化。
There's no great effect immediately.
但是经过五年、十年、十五年、二十年之后，
But after 5, 10, or 15 years later,
你会发觉对下一代的信仰有造成很大的影响。
You will see the effect falling down upon the next generation.
那我们来看看家庭。
Let's look at the family.
如果我们看旧约圣经啊。
If we take a look at the Old Testament.
充满了家庭问题的记载。
It is filled with the problems in families.
我们就举几个例子就好了。
Let's cite a few examples.
我们来看看这个雅各，他有十二个孩子。
For example, the family of Jacob, he had 12 children.
他有很多很多家庭问题啊。
He had so many family problems.
孩子们之间的问题。
There are problems among the siblings.
因为他有超过一个太太，所以家庭里面太太之间也产生很多的问题。
Because he had more than one wife, so there are also problems with among the wives.
那我们看这个大卫。
Then we'll take a look at David.
大卫也他自己也家庭里面有很多的问题。
David himself also had many family problems.
到最后他被他儿子追杀。
In the end, he was chased after by his own children.
当然，这个是因为他自己犯罪得罪神的结果。
Of course, it is a direct result of his own sinning against God.
但是这个他儿子会追杀他，也不是一天产生的这个问题，是长期有他的背景的。
However, the problem of his child chasing after him was not developed within one day. It has been accumulated over the years.
所以我们来看，原来家庭啊，各种家庭，无论是大小的家庭，都可能有破口。
So we know that whether a family is big or small, there are gaps or breaches.
那我们以今天来说呢，有这种情况，我们的家庭变成说 dysfunctional， 就是没有办法去运作它的角色。
Today, when we have this type of problems, our families are called dysfunctional because it cannot perform the task it's supposed to do. 啊，
这是有破口的。
That means we have a gap.
我们来看看有没有可能我们的家庭有这种趋势，有这种现象。
Let's determine whether our families have this type of symptoms.
啊，譬如说第一种就是 chaotic， 就是家里面充满混乱的。
For example, the first one, chaotic family.
啊，不单只是家里常常都是物质东西没有收那种乱哦，是一种精神上的。这种情绪上的这种混乱。
Not only was there chaos in the material things that are not tidied up, there's also chaos in our mental thinking.
有一些家庭呢，就是天天以吵架来沟通，来吵架来解决问题的。
There are some families who communicate through arguments.
啊，这是 conflict driven 啊，就是什么都是都拿来吵。
The family is conflict driven. They will fight over everything.
啊，那另外一种呢，就是 abusive 的，就是一种会用语言来虐待，用身体来虐待彼此的这种情绪，这种问题。
Another type of family is an abusive family. They will use their body language or words to handle things.
啊，就是会有虐待的情况啊。
There's an abuse going on in the family.
当然，另外一个极端不是吵架，而是冷漠。我 emotional 情绪上，我不给大家 support， 不给大家支持，就是冷漠对待。
On the other extreme is a neglect where people are ignoring your emotions.
回到家里，大家都是空气。
Whenever you come home, everyone's like the air.
啊，爸爸是个空气，在家里没有影响力的。这爸爸也不管任何的人了，只是玩电脑、玩手机。
The father is like an air. He doesn't care about anyone or anything else. All he does is the swiping, browsing the phone or the playing the computer.
啊，母亲呢只会管孩子的读书，不会理他们的情绪。
The mother is constantly pushing after the kids' academics and do not care about their emotions or mood.
在家里呢，不会讲 feeling 的，不会讲感受的一种家庭。
Emotion or feeling is not mentioned in the family.
另外一种呢，就是 dysfunctional 的，就是家里的过度保护的，这个在我们亚洲人呢特别容易出现。
The other type of dysfunctional family is overprotective family. This often comes about in Asian families.
我们很怕孩子受伤。
We're so afraid that our children will get hurt.
不要出去玩，危险。
When they're young, don't go out to play because it's dangerous.
溜滑梯不要去，很多细菌，有 COVID。
Don't go on the slides because it's filled with bacteria, virus. There's COVID there.
不要摸那个泥土。
Don't touch the dirt.
等他长大之后，你也是超保护他的。
As they grow up, you're also overly protective.
这是所谓的有名的这个直升机父母。
They're called helicopter parents.
整天要在他身边盘旋。
You will hover among them every day.
帮他做所有的事情。
You will accomplish many things for them.
你觉得这是你的责任。
You feel that it is your responsibility.
其实你。因为你过度的介入，把这个家庭应该有的角色都搞混了。
Actually, because you are overly interfering in their lives, you are already blurring all their responsibility.
健康的家庭只有一种。
The healthy family, there's one type.
不健康的家庭却有千百种。
However, there are many and thousands of unhealthy families.
所以要回到健康的家庭，要回到圣经。
When we want to make our family healthy, we have to return to the Bible.
要重新看看你的破口在哪里。
Re-examine where our breaches are.
我们要强调一点啊，一个家庭是所谓的变成 dysfunctional 啊，就没有办法去运作的时候。
When our family has become dysfunctional,
一定是有人在某一个关键点做错了一件事，或者是做错一个决定。
There must be a particular family member making the wrong decision or deciding on the wrong thing at a critical point.
然后呢，产生很多连锁的变化，一直往下面连锁反应下去了。
And then creating a chain effect down the line.
比如说大卫犯罪。
For example, David had sinned.
他的家庭就产生变化了。
There's a change in the family.
20年之后，他就面对这个痛苦的结果了。
20 years later, they face the difficulties and the pain. 啊，
这个就是长远的。
This is a long-term effect.
但是如果在一开始可以针对这个破口来堵住、堵防它的话，
If they can stand in the gap and do not let it have a breach,
啊，那也许啊不会进到那么痛苦的后果啊。
In the beginning, then perhaps they will not enter into such pain later on.
更何况我们今天在主内大部分的家庭都是有爱，还有在神的恩典跟道理当中成长的。
Especially where we are in the Lord and we are growing up in the love and the words of God.
那我们应该靠着主耶稣基督可以走出一条出路。
We should all the more rely on the Lord Jesus and go out on a path that He provided.
那说到家庭呢，最核心的关系就是父母之间或者夫妻之间呢。
When we talk about the family, the core of the family is the parents, the relationship between the husband and wife.
啊，如果夫妻之间的关系不好
，If the relationship between husband and wife is not good,
没生孩子就算了。
Without having children, that's all right.
其实如果夫妻之间的关系没有弄好之前呢，你生孩子的话，不处理这个问题会影响下一代。
Before you remedy the relationship between husband and wife, and you have kids, you will already affect the next generation.
有一些人也很幼稚，他说：“哎呀，我们现在夫妻关系不好，生个孩子出来了，我们会变好。”
Some people are quite immature into thinking that, oh, it's all right that our relationship is not good now. Once we have children, it will be better.
我丈夫不爱我，我生个孩子他就会爱我了。
My husband doesn't love me now, but if I bear him a child, then he will love me.
你这样想太幼稚了。
It's very immature for you to think like that.
现在关系都不好了，多一个人跑出来，生活都乱掉了，怎么可能会更好？
Your current relationship is already not in a good shape. If you come up with another family member in the family, then your life will be more chaotic.
不能用生孩子来解决你还没有解决好的婚姻问题。
You cannot have children in order to solve the current problem that you have.
但是有时候不是在我们的控制当中啊，孩子就跑出来了，就是要生。
However, sometimes things are not always under our control. You'll end up with a child without your planning.
那往往家庭的破口就是在夫妻当中产生的。
And many a times the breaches in the family originates from the husband and wife.
今天我们来教会啊，大家都是穿得整整齐齐、客客气气的。
Today we're all well dressed and polite in the church.
通常也不会在教会大庭广众吵架给大家听。
Perhaps we will not argue or scream loudly in public in the church.
如果来教会都忍不住的话，那个问题应该已经很大了。
If we cannot restrain ourselves when we come to church, then we have a big problem.
但是通常呢，回到家真实的一面，你才会呈现出来。
We will only display our true nature at home.
那无论夫妻吵架，夫妻的冲突的原因是什么？
No matter what is the reason for our conflict or arguments between husband and wife,
但是已经有一种最新的心理学的研究已经出来了。
There has already been psychological studies.
就是说呢，如果夫妻之间啊，或者父母之间呢，常常在孩子面前有激烈的冲突、激烈的吵架。
That have proven that if parents or between the husband and wife, they are screaming and yelling and arguments in front of the children.
会直接影响。下一代孩子的大脑的发展
，It will directly affect the development of the brain of your next generation。
这个是不是说我们自己想出来，是人家科学去研究的
？It is not something that we claim. It is a scientific study。
原来孩子的头脑啊一直在发展。
It turned out that our children's brain are keep on developing.
我们很在意他吃什么营养，或者学什么东西，让他头脑发展得更好。
We are so particular in their food intake and what academics they are in, so that they can develop their brain to the fullest.
结果没有不知道说，原来夫妻吵架，孩子在旁边或者是听到了，直接影响他头脑。
Yet we're so oblivious to the fact that our own arguments and fighting in at home directly affect their brain.
你不要以为 baby 都是小小的，是傻傻的、笨笨的哦，听不懂了。我们吵架他听不懂了，我们大人吵架他怎么可能听得懂？
Don't think that all babies are foolish and immature and they will not understand everything that we fight about.
孩子六个月大，他就知道感觉到大人的对话的内容。
Only a six-month-old baby would already be able to feel the content of your conversation.
你生气的那个声音跟平常是不一样的。
Your sound will sound different when you're angry.
你骂你老公的时候，或者你骂你太太的时候，那种语气啊，是听得出来。他虽然不会听字，但是他完全 get 到那个情绪。
The child can experience or feel emotionally when you scream or yell at your husband or wife.
这研究证明了，这孩子听到父母吵架，心跳会加速，压力会出现。
Through these scientific studies, that these children will feel pressure and increased heartbeat.
甚至会产生那个压力的荷尔蒙。
Or they can develop pressure-related hormones.
那如果是青少年在生活在父母吵架的环境当中的话呢？
For the young teenagers who are growing up in a family where the parents are constantly yelling,
长期下来他们会造成几个问题。
In the long term, they will develop some problems.
不单只是头脑发展会影响。
Not only will their brain development be affected,
睡眠，孩子的睡眠会被影响。
They will also begin to lose sleep.
由于心里面有焦虑。
Because they're quite anxious or depressed in their hearts.
甚至可以有 depression, 有忧郁症。
They will develop depression.
再来会行为出问题。
And then it will manifest it into various acts.
今天我们知道啊，学校的孩子越来越难教啊。
Today we realize that the children at school are very difficult to teach.
甚至宗教教育老师也看到有一些孩子啊，怎么那么皮呢？怎么那么多奇怪的行为呢？
Even our religious education teachers have seen that so many children have behavioral problems.
或者是很害怕，没有信心呢，没有自信心。
Sometimes children are very scared and without confidence.
其实你不要特别去责罚这个孩子，不要说特别讨厌他，觉得他是捣蛋鬼啊，整天给我麻烦。
Actually, don't treat them with contempt by thinking that every day you're giving me problems. I don't like you.
通常这种孩子都是家庭啊，父母之间呢有一些问题。
Normally, these type of children come from a family that whose parents are problematic.
可能是常常吵架。
Perhaps they constantly fight.
也可能是完全不讲话，是冷战的，家里是冷战。
Or perhaps they give each other the silent treatment.
这两个都是极端，都影响孩子。
These are two different extremes that will affect the child.
所以如果你下次要在孩子面前吵架之前哦，要想想。
So next time, let's think deeper before we argue in front of our kids.
这个就是你家里的破口啊。
These are the breaches in the family.
有什么冲突，有什么要沟通的，不要在孩子面前吵。
Whatever conflict or arguments we might have, let's not fight in front of the children.
也不要在孩子面前闹。
And do not scream or yell in front of them.
你要讨论的好好讨论，但是也不要在孩子面前这种针锋相对。
Let's discuss calmly and do not act like the wild waves in front of them.
孩子睡了，关起门来，你们两个再沟通。
Close the door and discuss among yourselves.
不要越讲越大声，也不要丢东西啊。
Don't talk louder and louder and start to throw things around.
除非你真的是很想你孩子头脑受伤。
Unless you want to have your children be affected in their brains.
有一次传道在讲这个道理。
One day there was a preacher who was speaking about this topic.
有两个五六岁的孩子，双胞胎啊。在教会里面听道理。
There's this particular twin that were about 5 or 6 years old.
哦，他们也听进去了。
They heard the topic, the sermon.
回到家里。
They went home.
有一天晚上。
One night.
他们的爸爸妈妈在讲话很大声。
Their parents were screaming and yelling at each other.
他们两个小朋友以为爸爸妈妈在吵架。
These children thought that their parents were arguing.
哦，所以哥哥就跟弟弟讲。
Then the brother told the younger sibling.
弟弟，我们不要听，我们不要听他们吵架。
Little brother, let's close our ears. Don't listen to them fight.
因为传道说啊，爸爸妈妈吵架，我们听了会变笨。
Because the pastor says that if we listen to them fighting, then we will become dumb.
弟弟说，好，我们赶快去睡觉，不要听。
The little brother said, okay, let's go to sleep. Don't listen to them.
就跑到房间，两个就睡觉了。
They both rushed to the bedroom and started sleeping.
隔天爸爸妈妈问他们为什么你们两个那么早跑到房间去。
And the next morning, the mother asked, why were you sleeping so early last night?
传道说你们吵架我们不能听啊，听了会变笨啊。
The pastor said that when you fight, I cannot listen, otherwise I'll grow dumber and dumber.
哎呀，你们小孩子误会了，我跟爸爸没有吵架，我们是讲话是比较大声一点而已。
And the mother said, oh, you misunderstood us. We were not fighting, we were just speaking a little louder.
那一天没有吵架了。
That day, they didn't fight.
所以你们以为孩子听不懂道理。
So you think that the children cannot understand the sermon?
你以为孩子不知道你们的感受感情啊？
Because the children might not be able to feel our emotions or what we experience.
两夫妻在家里讲话, 那个孩子的雷达, 那个天线啊, 全部是伸出来。
When the husband and wife are talking at home, the radar of the children are extended far and wide.
他们假装在做他们的事, 假装没有理你。
They pretend they're doing something else and not caring about you.
有时候你叫他都不回应, 对不对?
Sometimes when you call them, they don't answer, right?
不是, 他们不想回应的就不用回应, 那是他们完全在接受这个家庭的这个情绪。
No, it's not like that. They are unwilling to respond. However, they are not willing to tolerate the mood in the family.
所以如果你发觉你孩子的情绪不稳定, 可能你家里的夫妻关系有一个很大的破口。
So when you see that your children are not stable in their mood, perhaps you are experiencing a breach in your family.
我们有时候忽略了这个问题啊。
Sometimes we neglect this problem.
所以我们要回到圣经, 回到神的方向。
Therefore, we have to redirect our paths to the Bible.
我们要求问神, 到底哪里做得不对了, 哪里要改进啊。
We have to inquire of the Lord, where have we done wrong, and where must we improve?
刚刚我们读耶利米10章20节, 现在我们读21节。
Just now we have heard Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 20. Now let's read verse 21.
我们一起读21节。
Verse 21.
大声读21节。
Read loudly, please.
一二三。 因为牧人都成为苏类，没有求问主的，所以不得顺利，他们的羊群也都分散。所以说，当时的牧人啊，就是没有求问神，哪里出问题了？It
refers to the shepherds at that time. They did not seek the Lord. They didn't know where the problem lies.
他们觉得很好啊，表面都很好啊，他也来教会啊，小孩子有跟我来教会啊。Everything
looks fine. Looks like there's no problem. Everyone come to church. My children come to church.
我们上一代都是这样对我们的啦。
Our previous generation have treated us the same.
都是只有骂啦，只有责备啊。
They just scream and scold us.
我们也是这样教，这样长大的，所以应该没问题啊。
We grew up in that situation. There should be no problem.
其实不是没有问题的。
Actually, it doesn't mean that there's no problem.
如果我们想要改变。 不要把上一代的伤痛加在下一代。
If we want to make a change and not impart the hurt that we have received from our previous generation,
我们要做一个好的牧人。
We shall be good shepherds.
我们要求问主。
We have to inquire of the Lord.
要求问主才得到顺利。
Only by inquiring of the Lord can we receive life.
要修复家庭的这个破口。
Then we can stand in the breach of the family.
我们夫妻之间哪里做得不好的? 为什么我们感情会疏远?
What is it that we have not done well among the husband and wife? Why is our relationship becoming further away?
为什么常常吵架?
Why are we arguing all the time?
为什么常常冷战?
Why are we having cold wars?
到底我自己有什么问题?
What is happening with me?
要求问神。
We have to inquire of God.
因为我们是牧人啊。
Because we are shepherds.
你跟你配偶的关系不单只影响你们两个，直接影响你孩子。
The relationship between you and your spouse not only affect yourselves but also your children.
不单只影响他们的精神状况跟成长。
It will affect their mood and emotional and behavioral.
更影响他们的信仰。
It all the more affect their spirituality.
我们来看看呢，亚当夏娃他们夫妻出了什么问题。
Let's look at what problem Adam and Eve had experienced.
他们的破口在哪里?
Where is their breach?
蛇找到这个破口了。
The serpent had found their breach.
在他们犯罪吃了禁果之后, 这个破口就变得很明显了。
After they have sinned by eating the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, then their breach has been apparent.
我们看3章的12节。
Let's refer to chapter 3, verse 12.
3章的12节。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 12.
我们一起读。
Read together.
那人说, 你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。13节。Verse 13。主神对女人说：“你做的是什么事呢？”女人说：“那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。”你看啊，这里是给我们看到一个什么的图画
？You see what kind of a picture is being painted here?
夫妻之间出了破口了。There's
a breach between the husband and wife.
就是他们找不找到个破口在哪里？
They could not find where the breach was.
他们找不到。
They couldn't find it.
他们只是互相推卸责任。
They only know how to blame others.
神问亚当, 亚当就说, 是太太的问题啊。
When God asked Adam, he said, it's my wife.
岂有此理, 为什么可以说是太太的问题? 姐妹有没有觉得很不对, 怎么可以这样子赖我们?
Ridiculous. How can you blame it on Eve? Sisters, do you feel that how can our husbands blame us?
神说是谁是头啊? 一个家庭谁是头啊?
God said, who is the head of the family?
丈夫是头啊。
The husband is the head of the family.
如果你家庭出了问题，
If there's something wrong with your family,
作为一个男人，你没有资格去责备你的太太。
As a man, you have no right to blame your wife.
就算她有错，
Even though she's wrong,
也是你的错。
It's also your wrong.
因为你是带头的。
Because you are the leader.
如果你没有带头，你没有影响她，这是你的错。
Because if you are not the leader and then you don't have any influence on her, then it's not your fault.
就像我们上班一样啊。
Just as when we work.
如果你是组长，
if you're the team lead,
或是你是经理，
or you're the manager,
下面的人犯错了，
the people under you have made some mistakes.
你带领的。
If you're under your leadership.
好了，那真的出了问题，老板会骂谁？
All right, there's a problem. Who is the boss going to go after?
老板不会骂下面那个人，那就是骂你啊，你带领的。
The boss will not blame your subordinates. The boss will come after you.
这个人是我交给你来带的，你带出什么样子啊？
Because you're in the leadership position and these people are under you.
没有错，是亚是夏娃先去拿这个果子吃的。
It's true that Eve has presented the forbidden fruit to Adam.
但是你作为丈夫，为什么你不阻止他？
However, being a husband, why are you not prohibiting her?
第二，你还听他跟他一起吃。
Secondly, you even partake of the act and eat together with her.
你应该阻止他。
You should have prohibited her.
或者是蛇在跟他讲这些歪理的时候，你应该去踩那条蛇，或者把他踢走。
When the serpent was presenting this twisted truth, you should be stepping on the snake or kicking him out.
有人说了，这是亚当不是中国人呐、啊，不然的话，那个蛇啊一出现就被变成蛇羹了。
Some people said it's too bad that Adam wasn't Asian. Otherwise, once the snake had appeared, then it will become like snake soup.
啊，对，如果是华人看到他，哇，这个蛇了，不要讲话，马上给他砍一下来试一下。
If he said it were to be an Asian, it would be, oh, this serpent, don't talk. I'm going to chop you into pieces and make you into a snake soup.
你容许你太太跟蛇讲话讲那么久？
You allowed your wife to talk to the serpent for such a long time.
蛇在讲歪理，你没有阻止，你没有纠正他。
You do not stop the serpent from talking all this twisted truth.
太太伸手要拿了，你没有停她。
When your wife is reaching for the forbidden fruit, you did not stop her.
她叫你吃，你就吃。
She asked you to eat, you just listen to her and eat.
那你现在还指责你太太，是不是她害你的？
And now you have the cheek to blame your wife that it's because of her that you have sinned.
今天的男人要站起来。
Today, all the men should stand up.
要负起家里属灵的责任。
You have to bear the responsibility of all the spirituality of the family.
没有错，太太有软弱。
It's true that wives may be weak.
太太的软弱也是你的软弱，你要包容她，你要引领她。
If your wife is weak, then you should forbear with her.
太太有破口了，你要为她祷告啊。
If your wife has a breach, you have to pray for her.
因为你们两个是一起的。
Because you two are one.
你是一体的，你不能说她的问题啊。
You are one body, you cannot say that it is her problem.
所以家里带头的人，今天家庭的问题，丈夫的问题，是一个没有办法推迟的责任。
So the leadership in the family today belongs to the head of the family, the husband, and you cannot shed your responsibility from you.
但是很可惜，今天看到教会里面呢，比较热心的反而是姐妹。
But it is a pity that the phenomenon is that those who are more fervent in the church are sisters.
比较追求的也是姐妹。
Those who are pursuing more are sisters.
比较爱听道理的，比较爱祷告的，家里比较愿意祷告的也是姐妹比较多啊。
It is more sisters who are willing to listen to the truth, pray more at home.
那丈夫要站起来。
Husband should stand up.
跪在神面前，神啊，我家里有破口了，你告诉我，我要怎么做，我怎么来改变。
Kneel before the Lord and say, Lord, there's a breach in my family. What should I do? What should I change?
同样，太太也是一样啊。
In a similar way, the wife is to do the same.
你的破口很大，蛇已经在你们中间了，蛇已经进去了。
The gap is so big that the snake is already within.
你让蛇跟你讲话。
You allow the serpent to talk to you.
蛇也很聪明啊，他不找亚当啊。
The serpent is also wise. Yeah, it will not go and find Adam.
你们知道为什么不找亚当吗？
You know why it's not looking for Adam?
因为男人天生不太喜欢聊天。
Because naturally, a man doesn't like to talk.
小部分男生除外。
There's only a few men who like to converse.
大部分男人对聊天没什么兴趣。
Mostly, men are not interested in chatting.
也不喜欢 shopping.
They also don't like to shop.
要买什么网上按一按就好了，干嘛要比较那么多啊？
Why do I need to compare so many in the shopping mall? I can just press a few buttons.
没有什么好看的、啊，都一样啊，衣服都一样啊。
All shirts look the same to them.
不会去看，也不会去摸，没什么兴趣了。
They'll not see or look or touch. They're not interested in those.
我们买东西是进去拿了就走了，五分钟就解决了。
For men, they just go into the shop, grab whatever they need, and go out. 5 minutes will settle everything.
女人呢，就喜欢进去一排一排一排逛。
But women, they like to shop aisle by aisle in the store.
我跟我太太去超市都有时候都有点害怕。
When I go to the grocery store with my wife, sometimes I'm so afraid.
明明说买一瓶酱油，酱油就在这里了。
She said, I'm looking for a soy sauce, and the soy sauce was right there.
我说，可以一排一排逛吗？
And then she asked me, can I go aisle by aisle?
我说，为什么一排一排逛？
And I asked her, why do you need to do that?
哎呀，看看嘛，好玩嘛。
She said, oh, I'd like just to graze around.
结果说买一瓶酱油了，结果一车东西就出来了。
In the beginning, it was just a bottle of soy sauce she needed, but then she ended up with a whole basket.
我说好了好了，你喜欢逛，你喜欢逛都一排一排逛，那我陪你啊。
All right, I'll just accompany you aisle by aisle the shop.
女生喜欢看东西。
Women like to browse things.
当然，男人也有男人喜欢看的，这不一样。我们男人的软弱跟女人的眼目的软弱不一样。
Of course, there are some men who also like to browse things, but the topic that we browse are so different.
男人也有眼目的情欲。
Men also have the lust of the eyes.
但大卫眼目的情欲就是看别人洗澡。
David also had the lust of the eyes and saw somebody bathing.
女人的眼目情欲就是虚荣的东西啊，哇，这个名牌啊，这个漂亮啊，这个贵啊，这个有身份啊。
Women are devoted to luxury goods, all these goods that will increase or elevate their prestige or position.
第二，女人喜欢聊天，喜欢有感受，跟人家交流。
Secondly, women like to chat because they like to engage emotionally.
如果蛇跟男人讲话。
If the serpent were to talk to the man,
讲第二句就可能就讲不下去了。哎，你要不要跟神一样？哎，你走开了，不要跟我讲这个。
He will not even get to the second sentence. Do you want to be like God? Then the man will say, No, go away.
这里那么多东西，我不要跟你讲这个。There
are so many things here. I don't want to talk about this topic.
哦，那个蛇就挑这个女人下手。Then
the serpent will pick this woman.
破口在哪里？
Where is the breach?
有这种欲望。
There's this desire.
有这种虚荣心。
There's this lustful vein.
也有一点点像跟神一样的这种感觉。There's
also this desire to be like God.
哇，吃了跟神一样啊。Once
you eat it, you'll be like God.
吃了眼睛就明亮，跟神一样，可以知道善恶。Once
you eat it, your eyes will be open to be like God. You will know good and evil.
这句话听起来好像对，其实也不完全对，但是也没有完全错。
Actually,
对错之间很难分辨。This
sentence seemed to be right. It's not wrong either, so it's hard to discern between right or wrong.
其实不是100%对就是错。When
you're not 100% right, then it means it's wrong.
你说跟神一样。Then
you'll be like God.
你以为说知道善恶就跟神一样吗？
You think that by knowing evil from good, you're like God?
你知道善恶也没有跟神一样了。Even
if you can discern between evil and good, you're not like God.
你知道善恶之后。 反而你堕落了，你犯罪，你没有办法控制你自己。After
you know evil from good, all the more you sin, you cannot control yourself.
你不需要知道恶，你知道善就可以了。You
don't need to know what is evil. All you need to know is what is good.
像我们不用去了解魔鬼啊，不用讲学习他的一堆东西啊，我们了解神就够了。
It's not necessary for us to understand and learn about the devil. All we need to understand and learn is about God.
我们知道怎么做善就够了。
All you need to know is how to do good.
但是破口就在这里啊。Yet
the breach is here.
她有虚荣心。There's
vanity in her heart.
有隐藏的骄傲。It
is a hidden pride within her.
蛇就从这个破口去引诱她了，去跟她下手了。The
serpent knew this breach and went ahead and talked to her.
那这个破口，蛇进去了，就得到了。So
serpent went into this breach and it got her.
那有了这个破口之后，夫妻之间的破口又开始大了。
With the existence of this breach, the gap between the husband and wife is enlarged.
因为罪已经进来了。Because
sin has already entered.
罪已经进来哦，夫妻关系就开始改变了，不一样了。When
sin had entered into our lives, the relationship between husband and wife will be changed.
我们看的第三章。Let's
refer to chapter 3.
刚刚我们所读过的第三章的这个第十二节啊。
Just now we have read Genesis chapter 3 verse 12.
那人说，你所赐给我与我同居的女人呢？The
man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me."
好，这个就是破口慢慢出现了。This
is the appearance of the breach.
男人呢？你说他不会讲话呢？其实也不对，因为其实犯罪之前，男人不是讲很多话，但是讲出来的话都很浪漫的。
It's not right to say that a man doesn't know how to speak because before he sinned, he doesn't really talk and words are few.
亚当第一次讲话是讲什么话？
What is the first sentence that Adam said?
亚当第一句话就是情话，这是讲情爱情的说话。
Talk
about love.
He spoke about love.
你可以说是非常有诗意的一句话。
It's very poetic.
人类的第一句话，人类的第一句情话，第一句诗意的话。
The first romantic poem of mankind.
就是二章。
It's recorded in chapter 2.
第23节,
verse 23.
当神把这个女人造好了, 来到给亚当跟前的时候,
when God had made this woman and brought her to the man,
他就跑出一句经典的真理, 也是一种诗意的情话。
This Adam came forth with one of the most beautiful.
说什么? 我们一起读, 大声读,
Let's read together loudly.
有时大弟兄要大声读, 我没有翻出来了, 这个, 你们自己看圣经了。
Especially brothers, let's read loudly. I didn't project it. You can read your own Bibles.
有时候我要打, 有时候没打, 不要靠我这个。
Sometimes I project the verses, sometimes I didn't, so don't rely on the verse.
23节,
verse 23.
一二三, 那人说, 这是我, 骨中的骨, 肉中的肉, 可以称她为女人, 因为她是从男人身上取出来的。 这里说她会不会说话?
Here you see, can a man talk?
哇, 一说话就把太太, 我相信夏娃一听到这句话, 可能晕了一半了。
Once he opened his mouth, he lured his wife this way. I bet you,
这人,
Eve was,
我一看到他, 他要感, 就有感觉了。
Was already trying to faint. You can see that this is an emotional man.
骨中的骨, 肉中的, 这种话你都讲得出来,
You're the bone
就嫁给你了, 没问题了。
Flesh of my flesh. If you can say, speak this type of words, your family has got no problem.
男人会娶老婆啊, 嘴巴要会说话。
If a man want to marry a woman, you need to know how to talk.
长得好不好看还另外一回事。
Whether you have good appearance is another matter.
长得不好看。
If you don't have good appearance.
但是会做话，还是会有人喜欢你。
But you really know how to talk. There will be people who like you.
长得很帅，但嘴巴不会讲话的，呆呆的。
If you're so handsome and yet you don't know how to talk, you're just quiet.
那就困难一点。
Then you'll have a difficulty here.
但是这个也可以学。
But this is something to be learned.
亚当, 哇, 骨中的骨, 肉中的肉啊。
As Adam said, you are the bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
这种话都想得出来。
You can even think of such words.
因为是神感动他的, 这是真理啊。
Because this is inspired by God, it is the truth.
所以是, 你看, 没有破口的时候是, 是多好啊, 多好啊。
Therefore, you see, when there's no breach, how good was it?
开口都是赞美太太, 都是鼓励太太, 都是接纳太太。
The moment he opened his mouth, he was encouraging his wife, praising his wife, and accepting his wife.
这句话里面包括三样哦, 赞美, 鼓励, 接纳。
These verses contain three things, encouragement, praises, and acceptance.
你我不是分开的, 我们是一体的。
You're not separate from me, we are one.
骨中的骨啊, 很多条骨头啊。
只有一根骨头是最特别，就是你，你是没有办法取代的。 I have so many bones, but you are irreplaceable.
靠你了，以后靠你了。
In the future, I rely upon you.
你看，如果男人会讲这三种话，你家里怎么会有破口？
You see, if a man knows how to speak these three things, then how can you have a breach in your family?
很了解女人的这种情绪。
He knows and understands the woman's emotion very well.
今天家里的破口就是男人做丈夫的不了解太太的情绪。
One of the breaches at home is that the husband doesn't understand the feeling of the wife.
不会抚平姐妹的太太的情绪。
He doesn't know how to curb and make stable the wife's emotions.
有时候对太太很冷漠。
Sometimes they're very cold to the wife.
有时候讲一些话刺激她。
Sometimes speak some jokes to stimulate her.
有时候就不理她。
Sometimes they just neglect them.
这个是不对的，就是破口啊。
This is the breach. This is not right.
所以没有犯罪之前，亚当真的是很会给太太这种 emotional support， 这种情绪的这种支持。Therefore,
before Adam sinned, he really knew how to give his wife emotional support.
但是犯了罪之后呢
？But after he sinned,
感觉就不太一样。The
feeling is so different.
虽然是同样的人哦
，Even if it's the same person，
才。 chop 一下, 吃一下那个果而已，就同一天的事嘞，应该不好是不久之前的事嘞。
Something prick into their lives is on the same day.
就算不是同一天，也是不久之后啊。Even
if it's not on the same day, it's not that long after.
但是一次了下去之后
，After he had eaten the fruit,
讲话都不一样。
Things are different the way he spoke.
神啊, 你给我那个跟我同居的那个 roommate 啦啊 ，roommate 啊，同居的嘛。
The woman whom you gave to live with me, that roommate.
有没有去租过房子？ 有时候你没有办法, 你负担不起租一整个房子, 你要 roommate 啊。
Sometimes you cannot afford a house, you have to live in a house with some roommate.
室友, 室友。
It's called housemates.
大家 share 这个房间哦, 因为反正我自己一个住也住不起。
You share a house, anyway, I cannot afford my own house.
你在这里, 我就在哪里咯。
Wherever you are, then I'm there.
反正住在一起好近, 但是又好像很远。
We live together, and yet we are miles apart.
这是熟悉的陌生人。This
is those very close strangers.
现在很多夫妻就是熟悉的陌生人了。Today
we are familiar strangers. Sometimes husband and wife are familiar strangers.
名义上就是夫妻。
in name, their husband and wife.
都是在家里的，没交流的。
Yet at home, they do not communicate.
不讲话的。
They don't talk to one another.
讲话一讲话就吵架。
Once they open their mouth, they will fight.
这是同居的女人呢？ 这是 roommate 啊，这是室友啊。
This is a person who lives with me. She is my roommate.
这个情感已经发生变化了。
There's a difference here in the love.
这个时候，亚当也没有爱上别的女人了。
At this point, Adam did not fall for another woman.
因为没有别的女人在这个世界上面。
Because at that time, there was no other woman on earth.
他想要找也找不到了，要没有了。
He could not find one even if he wanted to.
但是他对他的感觉就不一样。Yet
he had changed in his emotions toward wife.
因为他的灵性里面现有破口。Because
there's first a breach in his spirituality.
灵性的破口会造成婚姻的破口。The
breach in the spirituality will continue to become the breach in the family.
罪已经进到人类了。Sin
has entered into mankind.
所以他跟他太太的感情啊会有变化。So
the love relationship between him and his wife has changed.
疏远了。
They have become distant.
神啊，这个 roommate， 你给我这个室友啊，就是他害我的。God，
you see this roommate that you have given me， she's hurting me.
你看怎么会这样呢
？You see why have it been like that？
其实啊，在婚姻的破口之前，一个人属灵上那个罪已经从破口进去了。Actually，
before the breach exists in the marriage， he himself has already had this breach through sinning.
那圣经讲得很清楚啊。And
the Bible clearly stated.
那个会有属灵的战争在家里。There
will be spiritual battles at home.
当罪进到家里的时候
，When sin enter into a family，
会有属灵的战争。There
will be spiritual battles.
我们看三章的十五节。Let's
refer to chapter 3 verse 15.
三章的十五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
好，我们一起读。We
read together.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和你的女人的后裔也要彼此为仇。 女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。这里是啊，从此之后呢，有属灵的战争在进行当中啊。So
after this, there is a spiritual battle existing in the marriage.
啊，这里是神咒诅蛇所讲的话。This
is the curse that God had put on the relationship between the woman and the serpent.
这个蛇又会跟女人彼此为仇啊。
The serpent shall be in enmity between with the woman.
我们知道蛇在圣经里面呢，蛇的背后，当天蛇所以去引诱他们，是蛇的背后就是魔鬼啊。We
know that the devil is behind the serpent when it lured or the
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve.
所以圣经也把魔鬼称之为古蛇。Therefore,
the Bible also referred to this serpent as the ancient serpent.
那这个蛇呢，要跟女人彼此为仇。This
serpent shall be in enmity with the woman.
名义上，男人是一家之主。By
name, the man is the head of the household.
实际上，女人才是控制一切的人。In
reality,
比较多啊。The
woman is the controller of everything.
大部分的家庭都是这样。Most
families are like that.
女人，如果女人不同意的话，没有办法做任何事情。Without
the woman's approval, you cannot do anything.
因为女人是，男人是头嘛哈，女人说我是脖子。
Because even if the man claimed to be the head, then the woman say, "I'm the neck."
有一次有两夫妻在吵架，丈夫说我是头，你要听我的。There's
one time the husband and wife are fighting with one another, and then the husband said, "I'm the head. You should listen to me."
太太说没有错啊，同意。The
wife said, "Agree."
但是我是脖子。But
I am the neck.
我叫你右转，你就右转。If
I tell you to
我叫你左，你才可以左。I
ask you to turn right, then you can turn right. If I tell you to look left, then you look left.
哇，有些女人也是不简单嘛。Some
women are not easy to deal with.
都是撑起一个家的。Because
they are the bearer of the family.
但是呢，这里告诉我，魔鬼也是找这个女人哦，这个蛇找这个女人。And
yet here it tells us that the serpent was looking for this woman.
因为一个蛇就是魔鬼可以把一个妈妈打倒了，把一个妻子打倒了。
Because the serpent can make the woman or mother or wife fall down.
这个家庭就倒了。Then
this family will crumble.
真的，男人都是顾着去赚钱，都是些忙。It's
true. The husband is out laboring for to sustain the family.
他把钱带回家。Earn
the money to come home.
基本上他就觉得我的责任已经尽了一大部分了。Basically,
he will feel that I've done my part, most part of it.
没有太多时间管儿女。I
don't really have too much time to take care of the kids.
那还有男人的情绪呢，都是被太太。 左右影响。And
the emotion of the man is being influenced greatly by the wife.
所以如果一个太太啊，情绪很稳定，丈夫情绪也是会很稳定。When
the wife is very stable in the emotions, then the husband will be calm.
啊，如果一个女人啊，一个妻子啊，在家里整天都是在做 drama 的。 都是在演这种戏剧的。
If the wife constantly come up with new dramas every day in the family,
那个丈夫啊，生不如死。
Then the husband feels like it's better for him to die than to live.
最好说我就可以出差，不用回家。
Perhaps I should be sent far away by my company and then not being at home.
所以魔鬼也知道啊。
And the devil knows this.
我要毁坏这个家庭的信仰。
I want to destroy this faith family's faith, and I want to destroy this marriage.
我要毁坏这些孩子。
I want to destroy this family's children.
我毁坏这个女人就可以了。
The devil will come for this woman.
所以蛇又跟女人打仗啊。
So there's enmity between the serpent and the woman.
这个就是圣经讲的话。
These are words of the Bible.
当然，女人的好欲就是指一个人，就是指预表主耶稣基督。
Of course, the seed mentioned here, seed of the woman, it refers to the Lord Jesus.
以后从女人当中有一个后裔，就是主耶稣基督要来。Later
on, the descendants that come from her seed, which is the coming of the Lord Jesus.
他要踩蛇的头。He
shall bruise the head of the serpent.
这个是预言，救恩也是要从一个女人出来。This
is prophesying that salvation will come out of a woman.
女人的后裔。The
descendant of a woman.
主耶稣基督。The
Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看罗马书16章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 16.
16章20节。
Romans 16 verse 20.
16章20节。
Romans 16 verse 20.
16章20节，我们一起读。
Let's read together.
罗马16章20节。
Romans 16 20.
是平安的神，快要仗撒旦践踏在你们脚下，愿我主耶稣的恩常与你们同在。接着说，谁可以践踏蛇啊？
Here it says, who can crush Satan?
是平安的神啊,
it's the God of peace,
借着主耶稣基督,
which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
将撒旦践踏在你们的脚下,
will crush Satan under your feet.
所以今天我们有破口,
today we may have a breach.
魔鬼来搞我们的家庭,
the devil is messing up with our families.
尤其是攻击先生, 攻击太太,
it may attack the husband or the wife.
让你感情不好, 整天吵架, 或是很冷漠,
so that your relationship will be sour or cold.
你孩子信仰就会受影响,
then the spirituality of your children will be affected.
但是呢, 主耶稣基督会帮我们,
however, the Lord Jesus will come and help you.
回到主耶稣面前,
return to the Lord Jesus.
反省, 悔改,
re-examine yourself and repent.
靠着主耶稣基督, 让撒旦践踏在脚下,
rely on the Lord Jesus, crush Satan under your feet.
这个才有个办法。
This is the only way.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
同心祷告。
Pray in silence.